Tony Quinn, who specialises in humanistic physiology training. With Dr. Quinn's mind power training, the directors were confident that their mental picture of Belize being a successful oil-producing country would be achieved. They took a brave step forward to drill for oil in an area of the country called Spanish Lookout. And in one short year, their dream and vision became a reality. Belize Natural Energy Limited discovered oil of the highest quality in abundant flows where 50 other companies had failed to find any. Belize has become an oil-producing country because an extraordinary team of people believed in the unlimited power of their mind. Nothing is limited, not resources or anything else. It is only limited in the human mind. When we open our minds to the unlimited creative power, we will call forth abundance and see and experience a whole new world.
Dr. John DeMartini.
And so even though we say we have lack, it's because we don't open up our vision and see all of what's around us.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
You know, when everybody starts to live from their heart and go for what they want, they don't go for the same things. That's the beauty of this. We don't all want BMWs. We don't all want the same person. We don't all want the same experiences. We don't all want the same clothing. We don't all want fill in the blank.
You are here on this glorious planet endowed with this wonderful power to create your life. There are no limits to what you can create for you because your ability to think is unlimited. But you cannot create other people's lives for them. You cannot think for them. And if you try to force your opinions on others, you will only attract like forces to you. So let all others create the life they want.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
There's enough for everyone. If you believe it, if you can see it, if you act from it, it will show up for you. That's the truth.
If you have any lack, if you are prey to poverty or disease, it is because you do not believe or do not understand the power that is yours. It is not a question of the universe giving to you. It offers everything to everyone. There is no partiality. Robert Collier.
The universe offers all things to all people through the law of attraction. You have the ability to choose what you want to experience. Do you want there to be enough for you and for everyone? Then choose that and know there is abundance of all things. There is an unlimited supply. There is so much magnificence. Each of us has the ability to tap into that unlimited, invisible supply through our thoughts and feelings and bring it into our experience. So choose for you, because you're the only one who can.
Lisa Nichols.
Everything that you want, all the bliss, all the joy, all the love, all of the abundance, all of the prosperity, it's there, ready and waiting for you to grab a hold of it. Now, you got to get hungry for it. You have to want it. You got to be intentional. And when you become intentional and on fire for what you want, the universe will deliver you every single thing that you've been wanting. Recognize the beautiful and wonderful things around you. And bless and praise them. And on the other side, the things that aren't currently working the way you want them to work, don't spend your energy faulting or complaining. Embrace everything that you want so you can get more of it.
Lisa's wise words to praise and bless the things around you are worth their weight in gold. Praise and bless everything in your life. When you are praising or blessing, you are on the highest frequency of love. In the Bible, the Hebrews used the act of blessing to bring forth health, wealth, and happiness. They knew the power of blessing. For many people, the only time they have blessed someone was when they sneezed, and so they have not used one of the greatest powers to their full advantage. The dictionary defines blessing as invoking divine favor and conferring well-being or prosperity. So begin right now to invoke the power of blessing in your life and bless everything and everyone. Likewise with praising, for when you are praising someone or something, you are giving love. And as you emit that magnificent frequency, it will return to you 100-fold. Praising and blessing dissolves all negativity, so praise and bless your enemies. If you curse your enemies, the curse will come back to harm you. If you praise and bless them, you will dissolve all negativity and discord, and the love of the praising and blessings will return to you. As you praise and bless, you will feel yourself shift into a new frequency with the feedback of good feelings.
Dr. Dennis Waitley.
Most of the leaders in the past missed the great part of the secret, which is empowering and sharing with others. This is the best time to have ever been alive in history. It's the first time we've ever had the power to gain knowledge at our fingertips.
With this knowledge, you are becoming aware of the truth of the world and yourself. My greatest insights into the sacred on the subject of the world came from the teachings of Robert Collier, Prentice Mulford, Charles Harnell, and Michael Bernard Beckwith. With that understanding came total freedom. I truly hope that you can come to the place of that same freedom. If you can, then through your existence and the power of your thoughts, you will bring the greatest good to this world and to the future of all humankind.
Secret summaries. What you resist, you attract, because you are powerfully focused on it with emotion. To change anything, go within and emit a new signal with your thoughts and feelings. You cannot help the world by focusing on the negative things. As you focus on the world's negative events, you not only add to them, but you also bring more negative things into your own life. Instead of focusing on the world's problems, give your attention and energy to trust, love, abundance, education, and peace. We will never run out of good things because there's more than enough to go around for everyone. Life is meant to be abundant. You have the ability to tap into the unlimited supply through your thoughts and feelings and bring it into your experience. Praise and bless everything in the world, and you will dissolve negativity and discord and align yourself with the highest frequency, love. Chapter 9, The Secret to You. Dr. John Hagelin.
When we look around us, even at our own bodies, what we see is the tip of the iceberg.
Bob Proctor.
Think of this for a moment. Take your hand and look at it. Now, your hand looks solid, but it's really not. If you put it under a proper microscope, you'd see a mass of energy vibrating.
John Assaraf.
Everything is made up of the exact same thing, whether it's your hand, whether it's the ocean, or whether it's a star.
Dr. Ben Johnson.
Everything is energy. And let me help you understand that just a little bit. There's the universe, of course, and our galaxy, and our planet, and then individuals. And then inside of this body are organ systems, and then there's cells, and then there's molecules, and then there's atoms. And then there is energy. So there are a lot of levels to talk about something on. But everything in the universe is energy.
When I discovered the secret, I wanted to know what science and physics understood in terms of this knowledge. What I found was absolutely amazing. One of the most exciting things about living in this time is that the discoveries of quantum physics and new science are in total harmony with the teachings of the sacred and with what all the great teachers have known throughout history. I never studied science or physics at school, And yet when I read complex books on quantum physics, I understood them perfectly because I wanted to understand them. The study of quantum physics helped me to have a deeper understanding of the secret on an energetic level. For many people, their belief is strengthened when they see the perfect correlation between the knowledge of the secret and the theories of new science. Let me explain how you are the most powerful transmission tower in the universe. In simple terms, all energy vibrates at a frequency. Being energy, you also vibrate at a frequency. And what determines your frequency at any time is whatever you are thinking and feeling. All the things you want are made of energy, and they're vibrating too. Everything is energy. Here is the wow factor. When you think about what you want and you emit that frequency, you cause the energy of what you want to vibrate at that frequency and bring it to you. As you focus on what you want, you are changing the vibration of the atoms of that thing, and you are causing it to vibrate to you. The reason you are the most powerful transmission tower in the universe is because you have been given the power to focus your energy through your thoughts and alter the vibration of what you are focused on, which then magnetically draws it to you. When you think about and feel those good things that you want, you have immediately tuned yourself to that frequency, which then causes the energy of all those things to vibrate to you, and they appear in your life. The law of attraction says that like attracts like. You are an energy magnet, so you electrically energize everything to you and electrically energize yourself to everything you want. Human beings manage their own magnetizing energy because no one outside of them can think or feel for them, and it is thoughts and feelings that create our frequencies. Almost 100 years ago, without the benefit of all the scientific discoveries of the last 100 years, Charles Harnell knew how the universe operated.
The universal mind is not only intelligence, but it is substance. And this substance is the attractive force which brings electrons together by the law of attraction, so they form atoms. The atoms, in turn, are brought together by the same law and form molecules. The molecules take objective forms, and so we find that the law is the creative force behind every manifestation, not only of atoms, but of worlds, of the universe, of everything of which the imagination can form any conception. Charles Honnell.
Bob Proctor.
I don't care what city you're living in, you've got enough power in your body, potential power, to illuminate the whole city for nearly a week.
To become conscious of this power is to become a live wire. The universe is the live wire. It carries power sufficient to meet every situation in the life of every individual. When the individual mind touches the universal mind, it receives all its power. Charles Honnell.
James Ray.
Most people define themselves by this finite body, but you're not a finite body. I mean, even under a microscope, you're an energy field. And what we know about energy is this. You go to a quantum physicist and you say, what creates the world? And he or she will say, energy. Well, describe energy. Okay, it can never be created or destroyed. It always was, always has been. Everything that ever existed always exists. It's moving into form, through form, and out of form. You go to a theologian and you ask the question, what created the universe? And he or she will say, God. Always was and always has been, never can be created or destroyed, all that ever was, always will be, always moving into form, through form, and out of form. You see, it's the same description, just different terminology. And so if you think you're this meat suit running around, think again. You're a spiritual being. You're an energy field operating in a larger energy field.
How does all of this make you a spiritual being? For me, the answer to that question is one of the most magnificent parts of the teachings of the secret. You are energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. Energy just changes form, and that means you. The true essence of you, the pure energy of you, has always been and always will be. You can never not be. On a deep level, you know that. Can you imagine not being? Despite everything you've seen and experienced in your life, can you imagine not being? You cannot imagine it, because it is impossible. You are eternal energy.
The One Universal Mind. Dr. John Hagelin.
Quantum mechanics confirms it. Quantum cosmology confirms it. That the universe essentially emerges from thought. And all of this matter around us is just precipitated thought. Ultimately, we are the source of the universe, and when we understand that power directly by experience, we can start to exercise our authority and begin to achieve more and more, create anything, know anything from within the field of our own consciousness, which ultimately is universal consciousness that runs the universe. So depending upon how we use that power, positively or negatively, that's the kind of body in terms of health. That's the kind of environment we create. So we are the creators, not only of our own destiny, but ultimately we are the creators of universal destiny. We are the creators of the universe. So there's no limit, really, to human potential. It's the degree to which we recognize those deep dynamics and exercise them, to the degree to which we harness our power. And that really has to do, again, with the level at which we think.
Some of the greatest teachers and avatars describe the universe in the same way as Dr. Hagelin, by saying that all that exists is the one universal mind, and there is nowhere that the one mind is not. It exists in everything. The one mind is all intelligence, all wisdom, and all perfection, and it is everything and everywhere at the same time. If everything is the one universal mind and the whole of it exists everywhere, then it is all in you. Let me help you understand what that means for you. It means that every possibility already exists. All knowledge, all discoveries, and all inventions of the future are in the universal mind as possibilities, waiting for the human mind to draw them forth. Every creation and invention in history has also been drawn from the universal mind, whether the person consciously knew that or not. How do you draw from it? You do it through your awareness of it and by using your wonderful imagination. Look around you for needs waiting to be filled. Imagine if we had a great invention to do this, or imagine if we had a great invention to do that. Look for the needs and then imagine and think their fulfillment into being. You don't have to work out the discovery or the invention. The Supreme Mind holds that possibility. All you have to do is hold your mind on the end result and imagine feeling the need, and you will call it into being. As you ask and feel and believe, you will receive. There is an unlimited supply of ideas waiting for you to tap into and bring forth. You hold everything in your consciousness.
Divine mind is the one and only reality. Charles Fillmore.
John Assaraf.
We're all connected. We just don't see it. There isn't an out there and an in here. Everything in the universe is connected. It's just one energy field.
So whichever way you look at it, the result is still the same. We are one. We are all connected, and we are all part of the one energy field, or the one supreme mind, or the one consciousness, or the one creative source. Call it whatever you want, but we are all one. If you think about the law of attraction now, in terms of us all being one, you will see its absolute perfection. You will understand why your negative thoughts about someone else will return to harm only you. We are one. You cannot be harmed unless you call harm into existence by emitting these negative thoughts and feelings. You have been given free will to choose, but when you think negative thoughts and have negative feelings, you are separating yourself from the one and all good. Think about every negative emotion there is, and you will discover that every one of them is based in fear. They come from thoughts of separation and from seeing yourself as separate from another. Competition is an example of separation. First, when you have thoughts of competition, it is coming from a lack mentality. As you are saying, there is a limited supply. You are saying there is not enough for everybody, so we have to compete and fight to get things. When you compete, you can never win, even if you think you won. By the law of attraction, as you compete, you will attract many people and circumstances to compete against you in every single aspect of your life, and in the end, you will lose. We are all one, and so when you compete against you. You have to get competition out of your mind and become a creative mind. Focus only on your dreams, your visions, and take all competition out of the equation. The universe is the universal supply and supplier of everything. Everything comes from the universe and is delivered to you through people, circumstances, and events by the law of attraction. Think of the law of attraction as the law of supply. It is the law that enables you to draw from the infinite supply. When you emit the perfect frequency of what you want, the perfect people, circumstances, and events will be attracted to you and delivered. It is not people who are giving you the things you desire. If you hold that false belief, you will experience lack because you are looking at the outside world and people as the supply. The true supply is the invisible field, whether you call that the universe, the supreme mind, God, infinite intelligence, or whatever else. Whenever you receive anything, remember that you attracted it to you by the law of attraction and by being on the frequency and in harmony with the universal supply. The universal intelligence which pervades everything moved people, circumstances and events to give that thing to you, because that is the law.
Lisa Nichols.
We often get distracted with this thing called our body and our physical being. That just holds your spirit. And your spirit is so big, it fills a room. You are eternal life. You're source energy. You are God manifested in human form, made to perfection.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Scripturally, we could say that we are the image and the likeness of God. We could say we are another way that the universe is becoming conscious of itself. We could say that we are the infinite field of unfolding possibility. All of that would be true.
99% of who you are is invisible and untouchable. R. Buckminster Fuller.
You are God in a physical body. You are spirit in the flesh. You are eternal life expressing itself as you. You are a cosmic being. You are all power. You are all wisdom. You are all intelligence. You are perfection. You are magnificence. You are the creator, and you are creating the creation of you on this planet.
James Ray.
Every great tradition has told you that you were created in the image and the likeness of the creative source. That means that you have God potential and power to create your world, and you are. And maybe you've created things to this point that are wonderful and worthy of you, and maybe you haven't. The question I'd ask you to consider is, do the results you have in your life, are they what you really want, and are they worthy of you? If they're not worthy of you, then when would now be the right time to change those? Because you have the power to do that.
All power is from within, and therefore under our control. Robert Collier.
You are not your past. Jack Canfield.
A lot of people feel like they're victims in life, and they'll often point to past events, perhaps growing up with an abusive parent or in a dysfunctional family. Most psychologists believe that about 85% of families are dysfunctional, so it's like all of a sudden you're not so unique. My parents were alcoholics, my dad abused me, my mother divorced him when I was six. I mean, that's almost everybody's story in some form or not. So that's just called so what. The real what is, what are you going to do now? What do you choose now? Because you can either keep focusing on that or you can focus on what you want. And when people start focusing on what they don't want falls away. And that part expands and the other part disappears.
A person who sets his or her mind on the dark side of life, who lives over and over the misfortunes and disappointments of the past, prays for similar misfortunes and disappointments in the future. If you will see nothing but ill luck in the future, you are praying for such ill luck and will surely get it. Prentice Mulford.
If you go back over your life and focus on the difficulties from the past, you are just bringing more difficult circumstances to you now. Let it all go, no matter what it is. Do it for you. If you hold a grudge or blame someone for something in the past, you are only harming you. You are the only one who can create the life you deserve. As you deliberately focus on what you want, as you begin to radiate good feelings, the law of attraction will respond. All you have to do is make a start, and as you do, you will unleash the magic.
Lisa Nichols.
You are the designer of your destiny. You are the author. You write the story. The pen is in your hand, and the outcome is whatever you choose.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
The beautiful thing about the law of attraction is that you can begin where you are. And you can begin to think, real thinking. And you can begin to generate within yourself a feeling tone of harmony and happiness. The law will begin to respond to that.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
So now you start to have different beliefs, like there is more than enough in the universe. Or you have the belief that everything goes right for me. Or you have the belief that I'm not getting older, I'm getting younger. We can create it the way we want it by using the law of attraction.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
And you can break yourself free from your hereditary patterns, cultural codes, social beliefs, and prove once and for all that the power within you is greater than the power that's in the world.
Dr. Fred Allen Wolf.
Some of you may be thinking, well, that's very nice, but I can't do that, or she won't let me do that, or he'll never let me do that, or I haven't got enough money to do that, or I'm not strong enough to do that, or I'm not rich enough to do that, I'm not. Every single I'm not is a creation.
It is a good idea to become aware when you say I'm not, and to think about what you are creating as you say it. A powerful insight shared by Dr. Wolf has been equally documented by all the great teachers with the power of the words, I am. When you say, I am, the words that follow are summoning creation with a mighty force because you are declaring it to be fact. You are stating it with certainty. And so immediately after you say, I am tired, or I am broke, or I am sick, or I am late, or I am overweight, or I am old, the genie says, your wish is my command. Knowing this, wouldn't it be a good idea to begin to use the two most powerful words, I am, to your advantage? How about, I am receiving every good thing. I am happy. I am abundant. I am healthy. I am love. I am always on time. I am eternal youth. I am filled with energy every single day. In his book, The Master Key System, Charles Harnell claims that there is an affirmation that incorporates every single thing any human being can want and that this affirmation will bring about harmonious conditions to all things. He adds, the reason for this is because the affirmation is in strict accordance with the truth, and when truth appears, every form of error or discord must necessarily disappear. The affirmation is this: I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. If it sounds like work to drag what you want out of the invisible and into the visible, try this shortcut. See what you want as absolute fact. This will manifest what you want with the speed of light. The second you ask, it is fact in the universal spiritual field, and that field is all that exists. When you conceive something in your mind, know it is a fact, and that there can be no question about its manifestation.
There is no limit to what this law can do for you. Dare to believe in your own ideal. Think of the ideal as an already accomplished fact. Charles Honnell.
When Henry Ford was bringing his vision of the motor vehicle into our world, people around him ridiculed him and thought he had gone mad to pursue such a wild vision. Henry Ford knew much more than the people who ridiculed him. He knew the secret, and he knew the law of the universe.
Whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you are right. Henry Ford.
Do you think you can? You can achieve and do anything you want with this knowledge. In the past, you may have underestimated how brilliant you are. Well, now you know you are the supreme mind and that you can draw anything you want from that one supreme mind. Any invention, any inspiration, any answer, anything. You can do anything you want. You are a genius beyond description. So start telling yourself that and become aware of who you really are.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Are there any limits to this? Absolutely not. We are unlimited beings. We have no ceiling. The capabilities and the talents and the gifts and the power that is within every single individual on this planet is unlimited.
Be aware of your thoughts.
All your power is in your awareness of that power and through holding that power in your consciousness. Your mind can be like a runaway steam train if you let it. It can take you off to thoughts of the past and then take you off to thoughts of the future by taking past bad events and projecting those into your future. Those out-of-control thoughts are creating too. When you are aware, you are in the present and you know what you are thinking. You have gained control of your thoughts, and that is where all your power is. So how do you become more aware? One way is to stop and ask yourself, what am I thinking now? What am I feeling now? The moment you ask, you are aware because you have brought your mind back to the present moment. Whenever you think of it, bring yourself back to the awareness of now. Do it hundreds of times each day, because remember, all of your power is in your awareness of your power. Michael Bernard Beckwith sums up the awareness of this power when he says, "Remember to remember." Those words have become the theme song of my life. To help myself become more aware, so I would remember to remember, I asked the universe to give me a gentle nudge to bring me back to the present whenever my mind has taken over and is having a party at my expense. That gentle nudge happens by me bumping myself or dropping something, a loud noise or a siren or an alarm going off. All of these things are signals to me that my mind has taken off and to come back to the present. When I receive these signals, I stop immediately and ask myself, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? Am I aware? And of course, in the moment I do that, I am aware. The very moment you ask yourself if you're aware, you're there. You are aware.
The real secret of power is consciousness of power. Charles Honnell.
As you become aware of the power of the secret and begin to use it, all of your questions will be answered. As you begin to have a deeper understanding of the law of attraction, you can start to make asking questions a habit. And as you do, you will receive the answer to each one. The truth is that the universe has been answering you all of your life, but you cannot receive the answers unless you are aware. Be aware of everything around you, because you're receiving the answers to questions in every moment of the day. The channels those answers can come through are unlimited. They could be delivered in the form of a newspaper headline that attracts your attention, or overhearing someone speaking, or a song on the radio, or signage on a truck passing by, or receiving a sudden inspiration. Remember to remember and become aware. I have found in my own life and in others' lives that we do not think well of ourselves or love ourselves completely. To not love ourselves can keep what we want from us. When we don't love ourselves, we are literally pushing things away from us. Everything we want, whatever it may be, is motivated by love. It is to experience the feelings of love in having those things. Youth, money, the perfect person, job, body or health. To attract the things we love, we must transmit love, and those things will appear immediately. The catch is, to transmit the highest frequency of love, you must love yourself. And that can be difficult for many. If you focus on the outside and what you see now, you may trip yourself up because what you see and feel about you now is the result of what you used to think. If you don't love you, the person you see now is likely to be full of faults that you have found in yourself. To love yourself fully, you must focus on a new dimension of you. You must focus on the presence inside of you. Take a moment and sit still. Focus on feeling the life presence inside you. As you focus on the presence within, it will begin to reveal itself to you. It is a feeling of pure love and bliss, and it is perfection. That presence is the perfection of you. That presence is the real you. As you focus on that presence, as you feel, love, and praise that presence, you will love yourself fully, quite possibly for the first time in your life. Anytime you look at yourself with critical eyes, switch your focus immediately to the presence within, and its perfection will reveal itself to you. As you do this, all imperfections that have manifested in your life will dissolve, because imperfections cannot exist in the light of this presence. Whether you want to regain perfect eyesight, dissolve disease and restore well-being, turn poverty into abundance, reverse aging and degeneration, or eradicate any negativity, focus on and love the presence within you, and perfection will manifest.
The absolute truth is that the I is perfect and complete. The real I is spiritual and can therefore never be less than perfect. It can never have any lack, limitation, or disease. Charles Honnell.
Secret summaries. Everything is energy. You are an energy magnet. So you electrically energize everything to you and electrically energize yourself to everything you want. You are a spiritual being. You are energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. It just changes form. Therefore, the pure essence of you has always been and always will be. The universe emerges from thought. We are the creators, not only of our own destiny, but also of the universe. An unlimited supply of ideas is available to you. All knowledge, discoveries, and inventions are in the universal mind as possibilities, waiting for the human mind to draw them forth. You hold everything in your consciousness. We are all connected, and we are all one. Let go of difficulties from your past, cultural codes, and social beliefs. You are the only one who can create the life you deserve. A shortcut to manifesting your desires is to see what you want as absolute fact. Your power is in your thoughts, so stay aware. In other words, remember to remember. Chapter 10, The Secret to Life. Neil Donald Walsh, author and spiritual messenger.
There is no blackboard in the sky on which God has written your purpose, your mission. In life, there's no blackboard in the sky that says, Neil Donald Walsh, a handsome guy who lived in the first part of the 21st century, who, colon, then there's a blank, and all I have to do to really understand what I'm doing here, why I'm here, is to find that blackboard and find out what God really has in mind for me. But the blackboard doesn't exist. So your purpose is what you say it is. Your mission is the mission you give yourself. Your life will be what you create it as, and no one will stand in judgment of it now or ever.
You get to fill the blackboard of your life with whatever you want. If you have filled it in with baggage from the past, wipe it clean. Erase everything from the past that does not serve you, and be grateful it brought you to this place now and to a new beginning. You have a clean slate and you can start over right here, right now. Find your joy and live it.
Jack Canfield.
It took a lot of years for me to get this because I grew up very much with this idea that there was something I was supposed to do. And if I wasn't doing it, I was like, God wouldn't be happy with me. You know, when I really got that my primary aim was to feel and experience joy, then I began to do only those things which brought me joy. We have a saying, you know, if it ain't fun, don't do it.
Neil Donald Walsh.
Joy, love, freedom, happiness, laughter. That's what it is. And if you just experience joy sitting there and meditating for an hour, by golly, do that. If you experience joy eating a salami sandwich, then do that.
Jack Canfield.
When I pet my cat, I'm in a state of joy. When I walk in nature, I'm in a state of joy. So I want to constantly put myself in that state. And when I do that, then all I have to do is have the intention of what I want and what I want manifest.
Do the things that you love and that bring you joy. If you don't know what brings you joy, ask the question, what is my joy? And as you find it and commit yourself to it, to joy, the law of attraction will pour an avalanche of joyful things, people, circumstances, events and opportunities into your life, all because you are radiating joy.
Dr. John Hagelin.
So inner happiness actually is the fuel of success.
Be happy now. Feel good now. That's the only thing you have to do. If that's the only thing you get from listening to these words, then you have received the greatest part of the sacred.
Dr. John Gray.
Anything that makes you feel good is always going to be drawing in more.
The knowledge of the sacred is being given to you, and what you do with it is entirely in your hands. Whatever you choose for you is right. Whether you choose to use it or whether you choose not to use it, you get to choose. The freedom of choice is yours.
Follow your bliss and the universe will open doors for you where there were only walls. Joseph Campbell.
Lisa Nichols.
When you follow your bliss, you live in a constant space of joy. When you open yourself up to feel the abundance of the universe, you're excited to share your life with those you love. And your excitement, your passion, your bliss, it becomes contagious.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
And that's what I'm doing almost all the time, is I'm following my excitement, I'm following my passion, I'm following my enthusiasm, and I'm doing it throughout Joe's day.
Bob Proctor.
Enjoy life with us, because life is phenomenal. It's a magnificent trip.
Marie Diamond.
You will live in a different reality, a different life, and people will look at you and say, what do you do different than me? Well, the only thing that is different is that you work with a secret.
Morris Goodman.
And then you can do and have and be things that people would say that's impossible for you to do and have and be.
Dr. Fred Allen Wolf.
We're really now moving into a new era. It's the era where the last frontier is not space, as Star Trek would say, but it's going to be mind.
Dr. John Hagelin.
I see a future of unbounded potential, unbounded possibilities. Remember, we're using at most 5% of the potential of the human mind. 100% human potential is the result of proper education. So imagine a world where people were using their full mental and emotional potential. We could go anywhere. We could do anything, achieve anything.
This time on our glorious planet is the most exciting time in history. We are going to see and experience the impossible becoming possible in every field of human endeavor and on every subject. As we let go of all thoughts of limitation and know that we are unlimited, we will experience the limitless magnificence of humankind, expressed through sport, health, art, technology, science, and every single field of creation.
Embrace your magnificence. Bob Proctor.
See yourself with the good that you desire. Every religious book tells us that. Every great book on philosophy. Every great leader. All the avatars who have ever lived. Go back and study the wise ones. Many of them have been presented to you in this program. You know what? They all understood one thing. They understood the secret. Now you understand it. And the more you use it, the more you'll understand it.
The secret is within you. The more you use the power within you, the more you will draw it to you. You'll reach a point where you won't need to practice anymore, because you will be the power. You will be the perfection. You will be the wisdom. You will be the intelligence. You will be the love. You will be the joy.
Lisa Nichols.
You've come to this juncture in your life merely because something in you kept saying you deserve to be happy. You are born to add something, to add value to this world, to simply be the best that you can be. Every single thing you've been through, every single moment that you've come through, were to all prepare you for this moment right now. Now you get that you are the creator of your destiny. Imagine what you can do from this day forward with what you now know. What will you do with the moment? How will you seize the moment? No one else can dance your dance. No one else can sing your song. No one else can write your story. Who you are, what you do, begins right now.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
I believe that you're great. That there's something magnificent about you. Regardless of what has happened to you in your life, regardless of how young or how old you think you might be, the moment you begin to think properly, there's something that is within you, there's power within you that's greater than the world, it will begin to emerge. It will take over your life. It will feed you. It will clothe you. It will guide you, protect you, direct you, sustain your very existence if you let it. Now that is what I know for sure.
The Earth turns on its orbit for you. The oceans ebb and flow for you. The birds sing for you. The sun rises and it sets for you. The stars come out for you. Every beautiful thing you see, every wondrous thing you experience is all there for you. Take a look around. None of it can exist without you. No matter who you thought you were, now you know the truth of who you really are. You are the master of the universe. You are the heir to the kingdom. You are the perfection of life. And now you know the secret. May the joy be with you.
The secret is the answer to all that has been, all that is, and all that will ever be. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Secret Summaries. You get to fill the blackboard of your life with whatever you want. The only thing you need to do is feel good now. The more you use the power within you, the more power you will draw through you. The time to embrace your magnificence is now. We are in the midst of a glorious era. As we let go of limiting thoughts, we will experience humanity's true magnificence in every area of creation. Do what you love. If you don't know what brings you joy, ask, "What is my joy?" As you commit to your joy, you will attract an avalanche of joyful things because you are radiating joy. Now that you have learned the knowledge of the secret, what you do with it is up to you. Whatever you choose is right. The power is all yours. The Secret was written and read by Rhonda Byrne, with the voice talents of John Moran, Blair Hardman, Peter Byrne, Rochelle Byrne, and Mike Knott. Narrated by Linda Weber. Recorded at Latte Mix in Santa Monica, California, and at Zone Recording in Cotati, California. The recording engineers were Steve Davis and Blair Hardman. Editing and post-production by Robin Wise at Sound Imagery in Santa Rosa, California, and Rima Snyder at Red Wagon Audio in Los Angeles. The associate producer was Amre Klimchak. The Secret was produced and directed by Jesse Boggs. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.